Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When in doubt.
Yeah, buddy.
Blame the folks that can't defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yes. That's what they're there for.
You can pretend like you're not sure what happened all you want.
Hey, she wasn't there.
We all know.
Just me and the dog.
What this is. And for God's sakes, instead of just coming clean, you can come clean and it will be
a bad move.
It will be okay to even think about using an innocent child.
Oh, my God. You make him sound so innocent. They're not that innocent.
He's literally as innocent gets. You're using this kid as a shield to cover your idiotic mistake.
I see him use him on they're always in the news.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it because we're going to need a while to recap everything, how we got to this point.
All right, go ahead.
So I believe it was exactly a week ago today that we discovered, Tommy, you were getting a new couch, you and your wife.
And we had the old couch.
You got it. So your wife was out of town. She was on a cruise ship. She could not be reached.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to get rid of this couch. She wanted you to donate it to a charity.
Right.
But they never
got back to
us. Is what you said. So you told us. You were going to move the couch to the curb and throw it away.
Yeah. Waste management, come and take it away.
Okay, so that's a problem, first of all, because your wife did not want that. Right?
Yeah, but she's out to sea, and under maritime law, I am not under any obligation to obey my wife until she reaches port.
So you then shared with us that you were going to do all this yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And your itty-bitty body
and
your frail old-ass bones thought you could move a couch out of the front door, no problem.
And I did, and it is gone.
Time out. So we begged you not to do this, right, Kimmy?
Yep.
Try to tell him why it would be a bad idea.
Just wait. Just be patient.
All right. So he came in the next day and he told us how it went.
Yep.
And what happened?
Phase one, flawless.
Was not flawless.
5 minutes, phase one was done.
You got the couch stuck in the front door.
That was phase one.
There's evidence.
A neighbor had to come and try and help you. The neighbor couldn't help you.
Yeah, that old coot.
And you figured, well, if he's an old coot, what's that make you?
I don't know. Less of a coot.
In getting the couch out of the door, you bent the frame. You had to take the storm door off.
Yeah.
You bent the frame to the storm
door. Yeah, it was a little bent.
So you had to pay to have the storm door replaced.
Yes.
What did that cost you?
So, all said and done, with installation, professionally done, and resealed, and we had to touch up some paint, it was $450. So I thought it was $500. I came in under budget.
What a deal.
So, think of that. So far, phase one, 5 minutes. Phase two, under budget, $450.
No, see, there's a problem, though.
Over budget, because you weren't planning on that.
Yeah, budget was zero for new door.
No,
a zero.
Reprojected project under budget.
All right, so that was the end of it.
Yes, and it's gone.
The door is done.
And the couch is gone. Waste management's cool.
That is the end of the problem.
Right.
So you were telling us early this morning that your wife, who is now home, noticed something.
Yeah.
What did she see?
So apparently there is a gouge in the hardwoods near the door where there's a lot of traffic in and out the dog all day long, she don't stop, and then so I don't know, but there's a gouge, a gash.
So your wife pointed this gouge out to you?
Yes.
And she asked,
she goes, basically, you ruined the floors. And I said, I think that's been there. I said, because we had the kids for the holidays. And the little one, he's running around the house all day pushing his toys and stuff. So I said, that looks like the work of Paw Patrol to me. Because he's got a little Paw Patrol truck he pushes around. So I think.
So you're trying to convince your wife that, number one, she hasn't noticed this since the holidays.
Who scours the floors?
She noticed it 2 days after she got back.
Yeah. But, you know, because there's a the couch is gone. So the floor is exposed.
Oh, you had your couch right next to the front door.
Well, near that area, yes. So I believe what happened here, Pat, is that the little one, grandson, was playing, and, you know, no fault of his. You know, he's a little one. Gouged the floor with his toys.
So
which
I just
is fine. We'll take it out of his inheritance.
I just want to make, yeah, like you've got inheritance to give him.
Well, he's got less now.
Thank God he's your step-grandson. He's not inheriting that hairline you got there. I just want to make sure that everyone is on the same page.
That's it.
Okay.
The little one. He's an innocent child.
You told your wife.
He's roughhousing.
Oh. That the gouge in the floor that everybody listening to the show knows
Paw Patrol.
You put there.
Mm-hmm.
You believe?
No, I don't know. I put,
no, everybody knows, including, look me in the face. Did you put that gouge there?
How first of all, I was sliding the couch.
You can't even look at me. I said, look at me.
I was in the back of the couch as the thing was going out, so I don't know what was going on up there. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in charge of the front of the couch at that time.
You told your wife
yes.
that the gouge that, without question, you put in the floor was the work
could possibly
of your grandson.
Be, we don't know. We don't know. Like, crazy, right? How these things happen.
Okay. So, Kimmy, we know a couple of things yeah. about Tommy.
Yep.
We know that he's brutally OCD.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everything has to be clean,
yep.
in its place.
Yeah.
You notice the
very
most
particular about things.
The most minute details, Kimmy, will stand out to him on the strangest stuff.
Yep.
The fact that you never noticed this scratch before, and then all of a sudden it's there after you move the couch.
Yeah, crazy,
really
right?
Weird.
But who knows?
Yeah, it tells us one thing.
What?
You made the scratch!
Maybe it happened, maybe it
you
didn't.
You made the scratch.
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Quite possibly, we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
But for you, as a grandpa.
yeah.
And a grandpa that's been Kimmy, he dove into the grandpa life.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
Okay. Now it's a little payback time.
To even think payback. Oh, really? So he didn't do it?
Well, I don't know.
Also, you...
He doesn't have the cards, all right?
He thinks
he's a big shot. He's not a big
Trump?
Shot.
Because I think you're moving to Gilbert Gottfried. You are now Gilbert Gottfried.
He's three, and he thinks he's a big shot. He doesn't have the cards. With me, you got cards, kid.
I want to point out that if you are going to go down this road of blaming your
grandkids. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm
well,
not blaming.
Or pointing out that it could be the grandkids.
Yes.
No, you're blaming the grandkid. That's what you're doing here.
If you go down this road, I do want to point out it's still your fault because you purchased said toys that scratch the ground.
I you know what? And that definitely I did buy him the Paw Patrol little car.
Question.
Go ahead.
Have you thought, how do you not think towards the end?
You work on the fly, baby.
All right.
You know what I mean? You go with the flow, off the cuff.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, with Tommy, who absolutely gouged his wood floor moving this couch, now blaming it on his grandson to his wife's face yesterday.
Mm.
Does blaming the kids make you a monster? What if your wife brings up at some point today, tomorrow, next time she talks to her son,
yeah.
hey, I think your son may have gouged the floor.
Yeah.
And your son goes, there's no way that happened.
What?
It's a mystery, Pat.
You haven't thought this through? That this could come up?
Mm-hmm.
And that this could cause an issue?
But how would he know that the kid scratched the floor if he wasn't home when
it's
he
not
did?
Why my kid doesn't play that rough. Wait, are you questioning?
Hey, he's three. The old kids
are,
play
oh, really?
Rough.
So you're going to tell him
they
that it's...
They bang and they push.
Oh,
and they run. He's a boy.
Oh, so really?
He's a boy.
Really?
Let the boy play.
Okay. How did you not... I mean, I don't know. I ask how because you haven't thought any of this through. From the beginning, you could have just did what your wife asked and we would have had no problems from the beginning. I don't understand.
That's your whole generation. Take the easy way out. I'm from a generation where you blame your children for your shortcomings.
You're laughing. You know you did this. You know you did this. Okay.
But you know what? 10 years from now, I'll tell the kid the story. Him and I will have a laugh.
Oh, that you lied? That
yeah,
you lied.
We'll have a beer together.
In 10 years when he's 12?
Yeah. Well,
by the way, this is something, like, this is,
you're, ponies.
As the grandparent, this isn't a move a grandparent pulls. Like, the grandkids can do no wrong to grandparents.
They didn't do anything wrong.
You're not,
I don't want them punished for it.
But they could be if you go down this road of blaming the grandkids on things that you did wrong.
It's your wife's house. She's not going to let him play with that car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You going to deny that child that car?
Yeah, because he gouged the floor, according to you.
Well, you got to watch him.
He's going to come over. Oh, so it's her fault.
Well, you know, it takes two to tango there. You need to watch the child.
252-WCMF, 252-9.
Grandpa can't do everything.
263.
Killing myself. Ruining my retirement.
Tommy moves a couch last week after we begged him not to. He breaks a door frame in doing so after getting it stuck. He has to pay for a new storm door, which we find out cost him $450. Yesterday.
By the way, it is beautiful.
Yesterday, his wife notices a gouge in the floor near the door where he was moving the couch. She asks him what that is, knowing what it is. Tommy looks her in the face and says, that might be from our grandson.
But they push the toys around.
Playing the toys.
And by the way, we're moving so much stuff around when we had these kids, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have a small house. Sure. We don't have doctor money. We, you know, big house, you know, this and that.
Yeah.
Big stuff. We're simple people.
Yeah, simple people. And where do you live again?
We live in a small cottage on the edge of the village.
In Pittsburgh. And didn't you say this morning that you have
backup outside furniture? Yes, but it's cruddy.
You're kind of proving my point. If this house is small, you'd have noticed that gouge weeks ago.
Nah, it's tough. It's very cramped in there.
What percentage of grandparents or parents have blamed their kids after getting caught doing something wrong?
You don't think your old man did it constantly?
No, my old man was just like, yeah, I did it. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to say parents do it way more than grandparents.
You think so?
Yeah, like I said, the grandparent, like, you are supposed to be the fun one. You know, this is where kids come to relax and not be in trouble for things. So I'm going to say parent is going to try to save face with the spouse before grandparent does.
So, like, when it comes to food getting eaten, something broken, something wrong with the car.
Something's missing.
Right, okay. So, but no, missing's a big one. You can't blame your kid for something.
Like, who ate that? What's going on here? Well, the kids probably got into it.
I mean, in doing this, you are making the child the victim here. Something is going to be different.
Hey, man, welcome to Earth, baby.
Welcome to Earth.
Baby. Everybody's a victim at some point. I think it's a great learning experience for the child.
All right. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, what's up, buddy?
I think my new favorite impression on the show is we have no cards. I mean, Tommy's nailing it here.
Are you talking about Gilbert Godfrey doing Donald Trump? You're talking about that one?
Yeah, it's a very weird thing. I don't know. Maybe he's doing an Affleck commercial. I'm really not sure. Tommy, you know, I've been on your side this whole time.
Yeah, buddy. Me and you,
to be
right?
On your side. Well, but what I don't understand is that I made a joke last week, but it was clear that you couldn't do this by yourself.
It got done. The couch is gone.
Yeah, great. The couch is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And many problems still exist.
Right. With every project, Jeremy, there's backups, there's delays. It happens.
Sure. But with 5 minutes of planning, like I suggested, this might have gone a lot smoother for you. I don't understand, you know, I have to imagine, joking aside, that you know a lot of people. Some people who might be willing to come give you a hand.
No, he doesn't. I offered and he wouldn't take it, and I'm the only person that talks to him.
All right. Well, you didn't reach out to Ben or somebody? Like I was half serious about that. You could have got this done with a lot less pain.
I would achieve
the goal of getting the couch out before your wife got back.
I thought about Ben because I know he, you know, because he drives around a lot, but I'd be afraid that once I get the couch outside, he's going to live on it. And I'd have to explain why there's a bin at the end of our door.
We got ourselves a bin.
We got an outdoor bin.
Yeah, he's just not going away. Mm-hmm. He lives here now.
Hey, Jeremy, I would like to point out that you are the only person
that thinks Tommy plans for things.
Oh, no, pass that. Yes, okay. That. You are the only person that called the show exactly a week ago today and encouraged him to do this. So if anyone else is at fault other than Tommy, it is you.
Oh, blame Jeremy. I like that one, too.
I mean, that's fine. You can tell your wife that I'm at fault. I mean, she doesn't know who I am. So, use me if you want, you know.
All right.
And, you know, I mean, you're not saying that the grandchild absolutely did this. You're saying, you know, we don't know.
Do you hear yourself right now, you monster?
Yeah, we just don't know.
You're carrying on the impression that you're doing for as long as possible. They don't know if we did it. Well, nobody knows who it was. I can't do it.
Now it's Ed Asner doing Gilbert Godfrey doing Donald Trump.
Yeah, I masturbate a lot. That's a deep cut. All right, see you there.
Thanks, Jeremy. There goes Jeremy. I love how he comes in all like, hey, guys, I know I told him to do this too and screwed up. Isn't everybody having a good time? Hey, this is fun, everybody. Look.
Yeah.
Look.
What's that?
You're the adult here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
If you admit, this is what I don't.
No, it's too late to admit
no,
it.
No, it's not.
You are. No,
ah,
no.
She's right.
I think it is.
That
I think
horse
if you
has
go
left
backwards,
the barn, son.
if you go backwards now and say, what, I think it was me.
You can't.
She's going to be pissed that your first instinct was to blame her grandchildren.
She's not dumb. Like, and that's what bothers me, too. I know your wife. I have met your wife. Your wife is a lovely woman, and she is a smart woman. She knows what happened, stupid.
But why admit anything? I don't have to.
No, she doesn't.
Nobody was there when this event happened.
No, like, you, I know that you think you're, like, walking in that house like, ha-ha, perfect crime, ha-ha-ha, ha.
How he left.
Ha-ha. She's not stupid.
I understand
other
that.
Other than... guy met with men she's attracted to. She knows what you did. She just doesn't want to deal with it. You could go home. You could admit you scratched the floor. You're an adult. You're an adult man. She's not going to throw you out of her house.
By the way, and it's no big deal. We could just buff it out.
So then why didn't you come clean? You said gouge, brother. You can't buff a gouge.
Well, I buffed a gouge last night. It was at your mama's house.
It doesn't even make sense.
Buff that gouge.
Like, the consequences for the kid
are
going to be much
there's
more.
No, consequences.
No, there are,
because
he's not going to be able to play with his toys.
Yeah.
Your wife will not let him play with his toys on the hardwood.
First of all,
if she believes you.
That kid could do no wrong.
This is going to come back on you, because, again, like, next birthday, next Christmas, she's going to start to say no to all your potential gift ideas. Because you said you actually love shopping for your grandkids for these things, because it's like cool toys that you wish you had.
Yeah, we're getting
slot
cars.
Well, guess what? No more cool toys.
No, you can't have slot cars.
That's going to be closed.
What? It's a fire hazard.
Not a fire hazard.
What are you talking about? You gouged the floor with the Paw Patrol cars. She's going to let you have the responsibility again?
Yeah.
We're doing that in model trains.
God, no, you're not. She's not going to let you have model trains.
Yeah, hell no.
Yeah,
you're going to put plastic track with metal on the floor? That's not going to scratch it up, too?
No, it's not going to scratch
it
up.
It'll absolutely scratch up. We already got a scratch on the floor.
We
got to
support the railroads. They're going away.
The consequences for the kid in this situation are much more severe than they would be for you, seeing as how you are a man who lives in that house. A man who was so independent last week that you assured us you can move a couch with no issues. And now this is the third time we are talking about on the air something going wrong. Just come clean, man.
I think Kimmy's right. It's too late.
See what you did?
Well, I do think it's too late.
Yeah.
You already made this decision.
If you're...
Because he's going to go home and double down on it.
No, you know what? I just want peace in the house. That's all I want. Just peace in the house. Let's just let it go. Let's just get it over with. Peace.
What? Get what over with?
Well done.
Can get it over with by going home and saying you gouged the floor.
You get a new couch. How exciting is that going to be, honey? You're getting a new couch.
She's paying for it. You don't have money.
Well, we're still getting a new couch.
No, she's getting a new couch.
Yes, and how exciting is that? You should be thankful that you live in a country that you can afford a free couch.
All right, I'm going to say one thing. And I get that you're probably not going to change your mind. I just need you to listen to one thing.
I'm going
to
listen.
And this is coming from a parent.
Okay.
All right. If your stepson and your daughter-in-law find out that you blame their kid for doing this, there will be repercussions.
Like why?
No, I'm telling you.
What are you going to do? Take away my grandpa privilege?
Yeah. That
could
be something.
Kid. Where are you finding a better grandpa than me? Like, number one.
Any grandpa that doesn't blame his grandkids for his
mistakes. Well, other than that, like one little thing.
There will be a mistake, or there will be a consequence. You have made a mistake. I'm telling you.
You're better come up.
All right.
Hey.
We tried. It's too late now anyway.
And it is. I mean, it is.
Okay.
Let's just let it go.
Well, it's not.
We're going to get a new couch, and if something gets spilled, well, you weren't watching the kids.
So it,
what?
It's called blame that child.
Let's take a break.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
There are only so many places you can have a romantic evening.
Oh, yeah.
And even those places can get limited. You can do one thing, or you can do the other.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we take a trip back in time.
Oh.
A place that at one point was an acceptable date night when you were younger and mm-hmm. more fun. Well, guess what?
What's that?
Things are different. And they want you back for an evening of food, entertainment, and romance.
Wait, the old supper club?
No. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
This may now be the perfect all-in-one date night in the greater Rochester area.
Fantastic.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Big announcement out on the west side, Tommy.
What's going on?
Apple Cinema?
Oh, yeah.
Has announced their newest location in the Mall at Grease Ridge will open March 14th.
Nice.
That's this week. The theater, which already has a location in Pittsburgh,
yeah.
is a full-service movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking booze. We're talking like real food, appetizers, full meals. The Apple in Pittsburgh offers burgers, chicken entrees, bowls, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, you could just munch on appetizers, have a couple of drinks, watch a movie.
Yeah.
And that's where the new possibilities of this situation get interesting. The mall has become a somewhat sophisticated date night.
Oh, really?
Well, look at it this way. Kimmy, remember when we were younger, the mall was a perfectly acceptable date night?
Like when you were a teenager?
Yeah, even in your early 20s.
Yeah, I guess.
Go do some shopping, get some munchies along the way.
Well, it was like, I'm thinking more teenager because that was like the only place you were allowed at the time to hang out with your friends or bring a date there. And your parents like, yeah, go to a movie.
But it was appropriate, right? Mm-hmm. You can go to a movie, you walk go get around. Dinner, yeah, walk around. It was fun, right? But that changes as you get older. Now it feels like the malls are changing for us. You look at a place like Greece.
Mm-hmm.
They have a cavalcade of sit-down restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
They now have this high-end movie theater. Tommy, if you wanted a nice romantic night, you could have a couple of drinks and a snack at this theater.
Yeah.
See a show.
Yeah.
Then walk 50 yards down the mall to a sit-down place and have a nice meal.
Just sit at a bar, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's dinner, it's drinks, it's a show, all within 50 yards inside of each other. Where else in the greater Rochester area can you get something
like that?
You can't. It doesn't happen.
Actually, you don't even have to even leave that movie theater if you think about it.
Really? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you wanted a nice change of pace, right?
You wanted to extend the night.
You got it. So here's my question.
What's that?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the bare minimum for a romantic date night right now? Tommy, if you took your wife out just for drinks, is that a date night?
Yes. We could make that.
Oh, wow, way to do the bare minimum.
No, but you would go out for cocktails.
Hey, you want $12? I love you.
Well, I ain't stopping at one drink.
Kimmy, is just drinks enough for a date night for you?
I think so. Maybe. Okay. Are we talking like people dating or you've been with somebody for a long time?
Okay, that's actually a good question. Let's start
with a couple going out for.
Let's start with married couple like us or you've been together with someone for a while. Is just drinks enough for a date?
I would think so.
Okay.
Cuz like especially if you have kids, like you may only have like a few hours to get out and do something, so I don't see why that would be inappropriate.
And you're right. Parents with little ones, fair enough. Anytime you get out of the house, you won't get picky. But this whole drinks is okay for a date wasn't always the case, right? There was a time.
There was a drinking time.
Thank you, where you needed entertainment, a meal, and drinks for it to be considered a date night. Dinner and a movie, dinner and a show, dinner or something unique like mini golf or batting cages or a concert.
Concert, live, just go see in a band.
Exactly. Yeah. Something like that. It was not an official date night unless you had entertainment, alcohol.
But you weren't getting any.
And a meal.
Well, yeah. You weren't.
Okay. I'm just talking about her leaving at the end of the night or getting home at the end of the night and going, that was a satisfactory evening for me. When did all of a sudden it become socially acceptable for sitting at a bar for an hour, having a couple of drinks, when did that become an appropriate date night?
Because
you've been around the longest, by far.
Yeah.
You've lived through these transitions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I've kind of aged out, you know what I mean, as far as like young people.
But I don't think it's an age thing, because I think that, I mean,
just
even
trends.
Yeah. It seems like more of a trend than, you know, because you see 20-year-olds that go out, have a drink, that's a date, they go home.
Yeah. We like sitting at the bar, getting naps and drinks, yes. That's what we'll do. Instead of like having a wait for a table and sit down.
Do you hear yourself right now?
What's that?
I'm not coming out here at 4:30 to wait 3 minutes for a table.
No.
When I could sit down at this
bar. The menu at you.
In this sports bar with art on the wall.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to guess like the younger you are, the more casual you want that date to be. So just simply drinks and not even no food is fine.
So does dinner and a show not exist anymore?
Well, it would now with this new cinema, yeah, but before it would be kind of like three trips.
Okay. You know what I mean? No, I get it.
So, like, this all-in-one thing is nice.
But like, even with the cinema, I mean, look, you know, men, we take the path of least resistance.
Yes.
Right? So, like, if my wife is happy with just dinner, if my wife is happy with just drinks, I'm doing that.
Yes,
you know what I mean? And I would be afraid that if I did go out to Greece and do movie, drinks and apps at the movie, and then go to a restaurant, well, that's going to be the expectation every time we go out now.
Oh, yeah, you're setting a high bar.
There you go.
And it's hard to find movies for most couples that they both want to watch. Because you don't like most movies.
That's not true. Okay, that my wife likes.
Like, your wife likes TV shows you can't stand, or you don't even know the storyline.
There's not a single,
and she's been watching them for years.
There's not a single show my wife and I can watch together.
Yeah, so my wife and I watch a lot of stuff together, and we watch movies together, but I think we're unique like that.
Okay.
Because I'm so metropolitan.
You're a bitch.
And yes. Sophisticated.
You, Joe, bitch.
Yes. And I'm also, I've just given up. Mm-hmm. But I think that would be hard. Because, like, it would kind of suck if you went and you had to suffer through a movie you couldn't stand. Either for your wife or you. That would put a bad taste in your mouth, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So is that why we got away from it? Because like even
yeah, because it's hard to find a movie that you would both agree on. There you go, yeah, I'm dying to see that.
You don't think that existed back in the day, though?
Well, I think it was the husband decided what he wanted to do, and this is what we're going to see. And every once in a while, his dad would let her go see, you know, like, beaches.
Yeah.
Bette Midler on the big screen.
But think about
it. They're going to go see Bobby Darin at the Copa. No, but I guess that goes for any form of entertainment. Like, it's rare that you and your spouse would find a concert that you both want to go to. It's rare that you and your spouse, I mean, no.
Especially as you age. I think you become more split on your taste.
Oh, I would have thought it was the opposite.
As far as entertainment's concerned.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought that, you know, spending time with someone and growing with someone, you would have started to, like, hone in on what
one
you
one gave up.
Okay.
Or, yeah.
You just surrendered.
So romantic.
Yeah. I kind of like some of that music. Yeah. No, you don't.
Or you're just more content with doing your own separate thing, whereas when you're younger, you feel like you're almost like forcing doing stuff together and like having those common interests. And then as you age, you're just like, okay, well, if you're going to watch this on TV, I'm going to watch this on my iPad.
Okay.
And we'll both watch simultaneously.
You know what? That's an interesting angle here, though. As again, we're talking about 252 WCMF. Apple Cinemas in the Mall in Greece is opening on Friday. It's a grand opening. If you have not been to one of these, they have a location in Pittsburgh. Mm. It's full service. They have meals and appetizers and drinks. And the Mall at Greece Ridge has changed over the last couple of years, right? Now, it's more of an entertainment destination, at least we're trying to make it. So in theory, you could have an old school date night. Dinner, drinks, a show. All in the same spot,
right?
You can either stay at the movie theater or, when the movie's over, walk on down to one of the four or five restaurants that they have sitting down there. You're right, Kimmy. The fact that people in that moment have the opportunity to ignore what their spouse likes does change the game. Because, like, if your dad or your mom, Tom, even you back in the day, you didn't have a phone to look at. You were going to open up the USA Today while the movie was on.
Options.
No. So we went, we just did crap together, but we hated it.
So I am curious because, you know, the reason Apple Theaters exist now, they took over two movie theaters that went out of business.
Yeah.
What was the movie theater? Was it Regal that was owned that movie theater in Greece before?
I think so.
Okay. We wanted to stay at home and everything was available.
Yeah.
Right? All the streaming services, cheap-ass giant TVs like we talked about last week. But those streaming services, Tommy, are getting more expensive. People are getting frustrated with how many you have to buy the streaming services to enjoy the stuff you want to see.
Mm.
It kind of feels like we're getting a little bit stir crazy again.
Yeah, we want to get out and socialize again.
So is this going to be successful?
Well, sure it is.
Well, okay.
I mean, we're social animals, so you want to get back out and do things and see things. You're not going to just want to stay cooped up in your house all the time.
But those nights get expensive, right?
Yeah, but you're still going to do it.
Are you? Because we weren't doing it with movie theaters to begin with.
The way the new theaters are set up, too, like they try to make it as close to the comfort of your own home as they can. And that could also be a draw. Like, you're getting out, but I'm still comfortable here because I have my own recliner. I have my own, glass of wine.
People want to be waited on.
I guess
the other thing, you know what I mean?
Oh, you're not
wrong. I don't have to clean up and everything else.
I guess what I'm asking is, like, I get that people will go and try this because it's new and unique and they want to see what it's like, right?
Right.
But after that experience, after they've had the experience, are they more likely to stay in on a night when you and your partner have time to yourselves?
Yeah.
Or do you want to go out and do that again?
I think women especially want to go out more.
Is that true, Kimmy?
Not with her. She's a hermit.
My wife likes staying at home now.
Your wife's very social. I mean, my God, she's how many groups is she a part of? She runs these organizations.
Yeah, I mean, she's, yeah.
You own multiple tuxedos. So you can't say you're like stay at home, dude.
No, but like on a Friday night, my wife gets home from work.
Yeah.
She's exhausted. Yeah. She just wants to chill around the house.
Yeah, but
out.
That gets old for women, I think.
Well, I think it probably depends on who's the more social person between the two of you.
It's definitely her.
Well, you're social.
For me,
you run
it's
your
my
mouth
husband.
All up and down the hall.
I don't like going out, though. You know that. Bills game, I'll go. Sabres game, I'll go.
Right.
Anything else, you know, I'd rather stay at home. I got, you know, 7 streaming services.
Like, I'm more of the takeout person. He's more of the dine-in person.
So your husband, you mean?
Yeah.
So your husband's the social person. He would want to be the one that goes out to the movie and have drinks.
He usually encourages it probably more than I do.
Okay. So that blows up your theory.
Or
Kimmy doesn't like going out. You have this idea.
But,
but
Kimmy's weird.
I don't know if she is.
Like I said, I think it's just between the two of you, the more social person is usually the one that wants to, you know, get out and go
out. But
do
I always
something.
Think it's the wife.
And
Women are social. They like to dress up. They like to go out. They like to look pretty. Guys just want to put on a hoodie and fart.
Yeah, but you just pointed out.
That's a night out.
But it takes more work for her to go out than it does for you.
No, in normal situations.
I'm
looking you up and down, Mr. Pretty Pants. Wearing your pretty outfit even in the work this morning. We got Instagram messages coming in. You can always get us, on Instagram, at Duffy on WCMF. Lisa writes us, I want something more than dinner. At minimum, dinner and dancing. So we had
dancing?
We had asked.
We're going to the dance hall, lady? Where would you go and dance?
That's a great question. Is there dancing around still?
Unless
where?
Like you're going
the Hootenanny bar?
Yeah, the Hootenanny bar. It's a really long sign. Hootenanny, A-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H bar.
Well, I guess you could go where there's a live band or something.
But you
I don't know if that woman would consider
the only
that
one I
dancing.
Could think of be like a country bar where they would have live music and dancing.
All right.
But other than that.
Serious question. Is there a club where people go dancing?
There ain't.
Like that are over the age of like 30?
Well, I'm looking at Lisa. She looks like she's in her, I mean, sorry, Lisa, if I'm wrong. She looks like she's in her 40s. She's not a kid.
Where's she dancing?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Like straight up regular ass dancing.
I don't know. I am just as perplexed as you are.
Come on, honey, we're going to go out and do the cha-cha tonight.
Well, no, but I mean, dinner and dancing was a standard date back in the
day. But that was my parents' day, man.
I am just as surprised as you are, but maybe there is something that we don't know about.
Okay, a disco or something?
Okay,
we're going down to the discotheque.
I mean, look, Taylor.
See the Go-Go Girls.
Taylor's in Pittsburgh was one of those places. You can go as a grown-ass person and dance.
Yeah, but that's been closed for years.
Was that even a different kind of vibe than what they're talking about?
Well, yeah
that was more of a creepy-ass vibe, man. You can see horny 70-year-old men gawking at young girls.
That's the entire town of Pittsburgh. Again, based on what you look like, glass houses, stones, etc. I mean, there's like salsa clubs. Okay, let me ask you.
Okay,
like,
there's only one salsa club there. I know you went.
And no, I was going to say, like, I feel like at those places, though, you have to know what you're doing. Like, you have to be a good dancer.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to look like a fool.
So I think they have lessons. And by the way, the only reason I went to that salsa club, I was unaware of what a salsa club was. I thought I was going to get a bunch of chips and a whole bunch of tomatoes.
And it didn't happen.
Did not happen. I was very disappointed. No, I went one time with my wife. I did not enjoy it. But, you know, you put the face on and you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She had a great time.
But it's probably, where the hell is the joint, downtown?
There's one downtown. They're all in the city. There's a couple.
All right.
Yeah. But like, okay, let's say your wife wanted to go out and do that. One night, she heard it was fun. One of her friends told her, dinner and dancing. You wouldn't take her?
I would take her. I'd be miserable, but I would take her because I don't want to dance. So don't ask me.
You know.
It would suck.
Can guys that dance get laid?
Of course.
No, like now.
Oh, yeah.
But where would
that's a skill. Like, guys that know how to dance, that's a skill.
It is, but where are you going to show it off? Like, how often do you have the
weddings
opportunity
is the only place
to show it off?
Exactly. Where are you just going to show up at random weddings and start dancing? Because, like, I mean, salsa is a very specific type of dance, right? So if you can't
salsa.
Well,
it's the forbidden dance.
And by the way, when we say
that's
you
a tango
can dance,
de la muerte.
When we say that a guy who can dance, we're not saying, like, you have one go-to move that you've mastered.
And we're not talking air guitar either.
No, I mean, you can legitimately dance. I'm always impressed with guys that can actually dance.
Oh, shut up, you bitch. You took dance lessons one time. You hated it. You made fun of everybody.
I do, but I am impressed with guys that can pull it off.
Yeah, it is impressive.
Like, I mean, a smooth dancer.
Mm. Yeah, no, I get
it. It's impressive. Like, that's got to get you laid.
Well, look, my youngest does ballroom dance competitively.
Yeah.
And I went to this dance competition in Niagara Falls over the summer. And you're right, man. Like, these dudes, they were all over the place.
Yeah.
Right? And like, they were good-looking guys.
But even, like, when I go down to, like, Jazz Festival, those outdoor concerts, every once in a while you'll see a couple just, like, get out and get their groove on, and like they're good. Like, that guy is good. Like, I almost want to go, like, I hope you didn't settle down with her, because you could have any woman you want.
Why would you say that out loud?
I don't say that to him, but I want to tell him that.
Okay.
Because I think a guy that can dance can get laid forever. Even, like, old dudes.
So then why aren't we taking dancing lessons?
I can't dance. I'm not coordinated.
Well, I mean, you could probably do it if you took the lessons. Yeah. You just quit early. You got the shoes for it, you bitch.
You do. You have the outfits. And you even have track suits if you want to try a different style dance.
I told you, my old man could dance.
Oh, B-boy dancing?
My old man could dance. Like, that old crew could dance.
So when did that become, like, a sissy thing?
I don't know, because, like, my second administration, my father-in-law, Tony, you know, little rough Sicilian, you know, construction worker.
Yeah.
Smooth-ass dancer, man. Like, smooth. I couldn't believe it.
You had to die with your generation then, because you would have been their kids and you didn't learn it. So
no, to your point, my boxing coach, he's in his late 60s.
All Italian men back in that generation could dance.
Yeah.
I think that's how they got in here. They made him dance. Hey, Tony, do that dance. Come on, Tony, dance. You want to get into this country?
Wait, he was trying to get into Ireland?
No, he's trying to get, you know, the Irish cop is right there.
It does make
Border Patrol.
Shut up.
It does make me wonder why in school, why did they have us do square dancing and not actual like ballroom dance or something like
square dance? It's American.
I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because there was a famous square dancer and country dancer in this country that promoted it.
Oh, so stupid.
And it was Ford.
Oh, Gerald Ford. So, not Gerald Ford. Ha!
Gerald Ford's relative. Henry Ford loved to square dance, and he would teach his employees how to do it, and he pushed for it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think that's how it got into school.
Oh. All right, so we started with date night. We finished with the history of why we learned square dancing in school.
From the Ford Motor Company.
All right, let's take a break.
Who brought you the Mustang.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, buddy.
What's going on?
Well, Bills fans yesterday around noon got all excited because it was time to find out who the newest members of the Buffalo Bills were going to be.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, all offseason long, we've been talking about a big deal coming.
Yes, what happened?
Well, the big deal wasn't there. But we do have two new Bills players, and this is a good thing.
Yeah.
However, they do have something very strange in common.
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, yesterday was the start of the legal free agency tampering period.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay. So, long story short, NFL teams have 2 weeks to essentially sign players to contracts without actually signing them to contracts.
So, how does that work?
It doesn't really. If the deal is done, it was just a way to keep teams from secretly signing players.
Oh.
Okay. So, all right. The big news yesterday.
Yeah, who are we going to get?
Well, a couple of things. Outside of Buffalo, Sam Darnold, quarterback, is now a member of the Seattle Seahawks. The Jets found their quarterback of the future.
Ooh, who they got?
Justin Fields.
All right.
He's a first-round bust, so we'll see how that goes. And Bills fans were waiting for a big-name defensive end, a big-name wide receiver, to come off the board and sign in Buffalo.
Yep.
And that did not happen.
Oh.
They kicked off their signings yesterday. Wide receiver, Josh Palmer.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, you shouldn't. He played with the Chargers for the last four seasons. He had a chance to take a big step this year, like become an impact player.
Mm.
Got hurt in camp. This is going to be one of those guys, Kimmy, where 2 years from now, we're going to say, how was this guy available for so cheap?
Yep, or?
You will forget he ever played for the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Right.
There will be no in-between. And we also signed defensive end Michael Hecht. Hecht.
I think it's Hoyt.
Hoyt.
Hoyt?
Hoyt.
Hoyt.
Hoyt. Hoyt.
Where's he from?
He played with the Rams last season. He is an athletic freak.
So we got two L.A. guys.
Yeah, you got one from the Chargers.
Big kid?
Yeah. Monster. Like, the most athletic man you've ever seen in your life.
Oh.
But both of them playing in L.A.
Yeah.
is not what they have in common.
Really?
Both Josh Palmer and Michael Hoyatakic are Canadian.
Oh. What?
They're both grew up in Canada.
What are the odds? How many Canadian players are there in the NFL?
So there's more than you think.
Are there?
Like born in Canada and then he played college in Canada or
so,
down
okay,
here?
So Michael Hoyatakic, the defensive end, he played high school football in Canada, went to Brown, Ivy League educated.
All right.
Josh
Which
Palmer.
Is a football powerhouse.
No, it's not, but Ryan Fitzpatrick, Harvard, et cetera. Right. Then Josh Palmer played he played 1 year of high school football in Florida. I think he came down here to try and get a scholarship. Almost went to Syracuse, but he played college football in America as well.
Okay.
So both of them born and raised in Canada. Both of them raised. Hoyatakic grew up in Oakville. Palmer grew up in Brampton, both of them about an hour from Buffalo.
Oh, so like right around Toronto area.
Yeah, outside of Toronto. Right.
Very familiar with Bill's Mafia, I'm sure.
Yep.
All right.
So they came from L.A., and it looks like, Kimmy, they wanted to play closer to home?
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, their houses are burnt down. What are you going to do? How do you get out of there?
What?
I mean,
you know they
only
lost their houses.
I don't know if they lost their
houses. All the rich guys lost their houses.
These guys weren't big money players.
Well, now they're in worse shape.
Okay.
I mean, it would make sense. I mean, yes, you're leaving good teams, but you're going to another good team closer to home, so why not?
You know the weather.
You're not afraid of the cold.
Who's the most successful Canadian player to ever play in the NFL? You want to Google that?
Yeah.
Because, like, the Bills have had a couple of Canadians before. Steve Christie, the kicker, he was Canadian.
Yeah.
Timmy Tyndale, they had a running back in the early, not mid-90s. He was Canadian. But those are the only two.
Like a popular one.
Well, Steve Christie was very popular. He was the best kicker in the NFL at the time, and he's Canadian.
Right.
Hockey player.
Because I wouldn't think, like, why would you play hockey in Canada? I mean, why would you play football in Canada?
Well, I mean, these guys are huge dudes.
Yeah, I mean, there's really not a, like, high school football probably isn't big in Canada.
To be honest with you, I know they play Canadian football rules. I don't know how big it is.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though. I wouldn't think you would develop the chops unless you came down here.
Well, I mean, look, basketball is also blowing up in Canada. There are a ton of Canadian stars. Canadian-born NBA stars.
Okay.
So maybe their brand. I mean, hockey's a very expensive sport. Maybe you can't afford it. I mean, I know, like, all Canadians are nuts for it, but you have to have money to play hockey.
All right.
Sucks.
I thought they gave you all that stuff.
Yeah, at the border.
I thought it was, like, free healthcare and pads. Couple of sticks got you started.
252 WCMF. Both players, the Bills signed yesterday, wide receiver Josh Palmer and defensive end Michael White, Canadian.
See, now you tell me they're Canadian. It sounds like they're not going to work out.
Why?
Because there's never been an impact Canadian.
No, like I said, they've been on good teams. They've
This one kid, he was coming along, then he got hurt.
Well, yeah, that
and
happens.
And his other kid, he's big, but what's his stats?
Fun fact, Nate Burleson.
Oh, wide receiver.
Calgary.
Get the hell out of here. I didn't know he was Canadian, the guy that's on the Today Show.
Wait, he's Canadian?
That's what Kimmy just said. I didn't know that.
There's got to be two Nate Burlesons.
No, he could be Canadian. Why would he not be Canadian? Why are you making that face?
I'm making that face.
Why?
I just don't see Nate Burleson coming out of Western Canada.
Josh Palmer, the wide receiver, is a black guy.
I know he's a black guy.
No, that's why you made the face, because you don't think there are black Canadians.
No, there are black Canadians. I understand.
You're pointing. By the way, Canada's that way, stupid.
Over there, wherever they put it. No, I understand that.
Okay, so is Nate Burleson the most successful NFL player from Canada?
He's got to be an Army brat.
I mean, I'm getting
stationed? Why would he be stationed in Canada? That's coming down the road.
There's a list, but not. I don't really recognize many of these names.
It is surprising. Back in the day, there wasn't like one legendary football player that came from up north.
Yeah.
People are writing Doug Flutie. He's not Canadian. He's from Boston.
Yeah, he just played up there, and they still owe him $1 million.
So right now, Sidney Brown, he's a safety for the Eagles, just won a Super Bowl.
Okay.
That's the first one that pops up when you Google successful Canadian NFL players.
So these guys could be flopola.
Well, no.
Canadian
flop. Okay, Josh Palmer is a guy you need in this Bills offense. He can break man coverage. That's what the Bills didn't have last year. Michael Hoyt is going to be a rotational defensive end, but he's one of these guys where you put him in the right system, he's got so much athletic ability, he could be a breakout guy. And you're right. Both of these guys may be nothing in 2 years. But, I mean, the Bills have a pretty damn good roster right now.
For sure.
252 WCMF, we were talking about Canadian football.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness we have Bill. He's on CMF. Hey, Belly Boy, how are you?
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I actually went to high school in Canada, and I went in Brampton, actually.
Get the hell out of here. You know, he was such a good student when he was there.
Yeah.
All E's.
Wow.
Street E's.
Yay, you know, eh? But, I played high school football, and actually, they play high school football American football rule.
Oh, really? Because I had a buddy.
But it's all metric.
Go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
Like, how many centimeters to a first down?
What? How many what?
Centimeters.
Servers. Power server.
Like, I don't know what a meter is.
It's not. They don't go. They go by regular yards and stuff like that in for football. And we got four downs for a first down.
But with the exchange,
like
it's got to kill you.
No, it was good. But you're right. It's not big. We played our games after school. We didn't have Friday night lights. And
you never
stuff
got
like
laid.
That. It was not. I got laid.
You shut your mouth. I got laid, son. Thanks to my grades, all the E's. All right, but Bill, are you Canadian, Billy?
No. My mom married a Canadian. We moved up there when I went to high school. So
okay.
I went from ninth grade to 12th. I didn't graduate because I ended up coming back down here. But it was a fun time. And as far as football goes, they play a lot. They play the same. I mean, we were a pretty good team. We were a new high school at the time. So it was fun. We even went to a city championship and got to play in the CN Stadium back then.
Look at that, huh?
So a packed house is seven.
Huh? And five of them were Beavers.
Oh, your mom was there?
You mother. Bill.
No, but it was cold when we played that
cold
day.
Beavers are worse, like, man.
Negative 38 Celsius. It was terrible.
But isn't that like 72
yeah,
Fahrenheit? Like,
yeah,
it's still.
It was a joke, Bill. I know how it works.
Left a sense of humor up there.
Bill, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Take care. There goes Bill. All right, so I will finish this.
We ask for this information and then proceed to talk over Bill the entire phone call.
It's a good show. Pretty good show.
So you know I love to end conversations like this with a fun fact you can win a bar bet on?
Yeah.
All right, so back in the day,
yeah,
in the 1960s and before, there would be CFL teams that would scrimmage NFL teams.
Oh, okay. They'd bring them down just to slap them around,
in
basically.
The preseason, yes. There was only one time an NFL team lost to a Canadian football team. Do you know who that team was?
Wait. The team that lost?
A single time in the history of these games that happened for like 20 years.
What year?
It was in the 1960s.
1960s would have to be the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills are the only NFL team that ever lost to a Canadian football team. And the year the Bills lost, they stopped doing the games forever.
No kidding.
So the game they played,
oops,
first half Canadian rules, second half American rules.
Oh. Mm.
The Bills lost. Now, it was one of those things where they played like all their backups and stuff, but they lost.
Still embarrassed.
They lost to the Bills.
Would Paul McGuire?
Or the Bills lost to him.
No, Paul McGuire wouldn't have been on that.
He may have been. It's possible.
No, because he was with the Chargers first, I think.
Okay. Now, are you trying to be that guy that like.
Did Jack Kemp lose to the Canadians?
I don't know if Kemp was on that roster. See, look what you did.
Was it only two?
I tried to drop out a fun fact you could win a bar bet with.
It was Rocky Marciano.
Yeah, Rocky Marciano played for the Bills for one game.
You know there was a Rocky on that team.
I promise you there was not a single Rocky on a 1960s Bills
every
roster.
Every Italian guy went by the name of Rocky.
Every Italians didn't play football back then.
Yes, they did.
No, Pope said they couldn't.
Oh, they couldn't?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
You know, it was the famous, you know, I play football doctrine.
Oh, the Italian Pope.
Yes.
I talk with his hands a lot.
He's in Rome. I'm just saying.
Yeah, here he lives over there.
All right, we have derailed. Let's call Bill back, fix the show, or we'll take a break.
He's got a big house.
Shut up.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.